opening down avenues for creativity. We wanted to pivot now to talking about why it's always a good idea to follow your urge to create, even if you think it's been done before. Fandom is full of voracious consumers who want as much of their favorite tropes and themes as they can possibly get. People will sometimes follow tropes or tags to ships they don't even read because they want the trope that badly.
But sometimes, especially on Discord or on Twitter or Tumblr, we read writers saying things like, oh, I want to write this, but so-and-so wrote it already, and they wrote it better. And then somebody will inevitably respond with one of two phrases. They will say, more cake, or they will say, two cakes. The fandom theory of two cakes declares that even though an author may look at a piece of work and think, oh, that's been done before, the audience will say, yes, two cakes! For if you love chocolate cake, are you sad there is more of it in the world? You are not.
And the same can be said for fan works. There's a famous fandom comic that depicts the two cakes principle, as we call it, that says it shows an artist and they're putting their small, more tamely decorated cake next to a giant multi-tiered fancy wedding cake. And the artist says, oh man, that guy's cake is way better than mine. But then we cut to the audience and it happy looking man with a knife and fork who says, holy shit, two cakes. Because the truth of the matter is, people just want more. They want the way you're going to do it. They want those small, carefully decorated, simple cakes, and they want the complicated, multi-tiered, multi-buttons, chocolate bonbons cake as well.
Yeah, I first learned about this theory probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months into my time in fandom. And I was on a Discord, I think the Stuckoni one at the time, but it could have been another, talking about how I really wanted to write a Fireman Steve AU. And I really liked the idea of playing around with this because obviously Evans looks like a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
And Evans being from Boston would be really fun to play with and blah, 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 blah.
And like in the pants?
But I had just read like one that seemed good. And I was like, oh, and please don't ask me to link to it because my history is a scary, scary place. I just have a memory of this emotion. And so I was saying in the server, I was like, oh, but it's already been done. And I had about 6 people immediately be like, more cake. And they spelled it M-O-A-R, which was also new for me.
Oh, that's like, that harkens us all the way back to the I Can Has Cheeseburger days. So yeah, I nearly did a thesis project on cheeseburger talk, meme speak. So we can get into that someday too.
Ooh, definitely. Because I feel like I have regressed in my ability to spell properly since joining fandom.
Yeah, it does have an effect. It's also freeing in a way, don't you think?
Yeah, nice. I'm not as worried about typos. It's kind of nice. I never worry about typos in Discord chats unless they change the meaning of my intention. And then I go back and I'm like, oh shit, sorry, didn't mean that.
Most of the time I don't even notice when I've done that, so.
Oh, I'll have people call me out on it sometimes, and then there's laughing faces, and then I feel sad. But anyway, so what I learned that day was that no matter how many Firefighter Steve AUs there are in the world, there will never be enough.
So true.
And I have a really low self-confidence when it comes to my writing, and I often feel like I'm just offering this tiny little piece of garbage out into the universe, and please someone enjoy it and not notice that it is garbage. I don't have a lot of confidence in posting my fics, even if I'm proud of them. I have a thing in my brain that sometimes says like, oh, well, you really like it, but you're weird and no one else is going to. And let me say, this is not backed up by reality. This is not backed up by math or logic or statistics, any of the other things that Ferret really loves. This is simply backed up by my brain. So the more cake theory is really helpful for me personally because I can read something really good that one of my favorite authors has written and then remind myself it's not one or the other. The limit does not exist, to quote Mean Girls. Like, if I want more of ABO fic with pregnant Tony, then other people do too. And no matter how much I write, someone will read it. And even if they don't, I get the enjoyment out of writing it because I created the thing that I want to read. And that's an important thing, I think, to keep in mind, especially for maybe newer fandom creators who are scared to put something out there because they, you know, read it from somebody else they admire. Just remember, first of all, you could be somebody that somebody admires. Second of all, it doesn't really matter, even though it feels like it does. So more cakes, guys.
More cakes, all the cakes. I love cake and I love fan fiction and I want more of it. I think the best, like there's a lot to be said for rereading, and I will reread things that I love, but God, when I see something come up in the feed that has one of the tags that makes my heart sing, I don't even check the author. I'm just clicking that shit right away.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And everybody has their own set of tags that's their thing. So
yeah.
You know, if you're a Black Forest person or a vanilla funfetti person, it doesn't matter. Somebody is so hungry for that. And they're going to be hungry after they finish the first gig.
Yeah. And they're still going to keep going. Like, I'm on a real, real M-Preg pregnant Tony kick right now. Mm. And I go through phases. So
yeah, I think everyone goes through phases.
And like, there are times I'm really into reading, you know, I don't know, coffee shop AUs, to bring up the thing we always bring up. But if I'm hungry, if I'm on a tag gorge, I want it all. I will read it all.
We actually asked our Pod on the Suit Discord server. We threw out a list of some of the, and when I say cliche, I don't want you guys to think that cliche is derogatory, because it's absolutely not. Cliches are vital for writing, and they're part of what keeps storytelling going. And we can talk about that at another time. But we came up with some, a very tropey, very cliche feeling, specific Steve Tony or Avengers story premises, to see how many people would read as many of those as they possibly could. And we'll talk about those results down in our community talk section at the end.
And then if you are not on our Discord, which please come join us and play, and you would like to tell us about the tropes that you will read, you know, a million calories of cake worth of, please make sure to comment on the blog, or find us on Twitter or on Instagram or anywhere else that you can find us, and tell us what tropes you'd love to read.
We would love to get some stony secrets for what your absolutely most self-indulgent cake fic would be, either the one you want to write or the one you want to read, that you know there's 100 out there already, or maybe they're kind of out of fashion right now, or whatever it is. Tell us. We want to know.
Yeah, especially if it combines a bunch of different cake flavors into a new cake. Yes, please.
I think that potentially the tagline for this pod that's going to really carry through is both.
Correct.
That's been a feature for almost everything we've discussed here.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, guys, we are never going to give you the both option in polls. We're just going to keep torturing you. We understand that the both is implied.
I've been told, or I don't know if it counts as a promise, but I've thrown it out there that potentially we will give everybody a poll where all the answers are both, so they can let out their both feelings. We can process that, have some therapy, and then we'll move on from there.
Yeah, we understand the both. We also agree with you on the both.
We do.
But we're also data nerds, and both is not helpful data.
Because we also know that all y'all are going to pick both.
Correct.
What can we do with that? Nothing.
Yeah.
But when it comes to building tropes and making fanfic, please, by all means, pick both.
Yeah, and we know we just contradicted ourselves. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Contradictory Fest with Flame and Ferret.
You're welcome, universe.
You're welcome, universe.